With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Jelly Roll Morton, born of a New Orleans Creole family in 1885, helped to invent the music called jazz. Record producer and jazz historian Samuel Charters has written a biographical novel called Jelly Roll Morton's Last Night at the Jungle Inn. Charters turned to a series of Library of Congress recordings Jelly made in 1938.
I grew up with those records. I grew up hearing Jelly's voice. When I was a lonely teenager, I listened to Jelly Roll Morton. And so his voice is, I think, just part of my own voice.
First put your two knees, close up tight, swim to the left, sway to the right, step around the town, nice and light, twist around all the light.
When I went back to write about him, I simply returned to those marvelous documents he had made with his own voice and his own way of presenting himself, a mixture of braggadocio and humility and honesty and down-home country language and an attempt to use big words that he sometimes didn't quite get right. Publishers, agents said to us, you love Jelly Roll Morton, there's need for a big biography of Jelly Roll. And then I realized, no, what I really want with Jelly, I want the stories about his girlfriends. I want to know what he thought about things. I want to hear his outrageous opinions. And the rest of it, all those day-to-day details that a biographer is responsible for, I thought I'd leave that to somebody else. He couldn't resist the honky-tonks. He couldn't resist the barrelhouse music he was hearing. He couldn't resist the blues. And his family remembers him just spending all his days playing the piano.
Samuel Charters, he calls his novel an imaginary memoir, Jelly Roll Morton's Last Night at the Jungle Inn, published by Marion Boyers. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Pittsburgh-born Samuel Charters felt so passionately about the U.S. involvement in Vietnam that he abandoned his native land and went to Sweden, where he still lives much of the year. A prolific writer, Charters has turned out books of poetry, fiction, biography, translations, and music. His latest book is a biographical novel, Jelly Roll Morton's Last Night at the Jungle Inn. Once associated with Country Joe and the Fish, Charters produces rock and roll records when he is not writing.
The companies that I've worked with have all understood that I need time to write. So they've simply made an arrangement that if I'm not actually in the studio with a group, fine, just come by once a week and check on the mail. And they rather like the books, too.
Charters grew up in a family that loved jazz. The shock of segregation hit him when he first went south in 1950 to work as a musician with blacks in New Orleans.
I hadn't seen the realities of the ghetto. I hadn't seen the placards which said where blacks had to sit. I hadn't been to the hospitals where there were two entrances for white and black. I reacted strongly to it.
Samuel Charters got his first taste of official hypocrisy.
I used to play music in the bars in New Orleans with some of the black bands, and the police would come and take me away, and they would haul me up and accuse me of reckless driving, and I'd say I was playing the piano, and they'd say, that's reckless driving, and don't you do it again.
Charters says he's too shy to be a speechmaker or a political activist. Instead, he writes books. After years of writing about jazz and black musicians, Charters says he's ready to address his own life as a white person.
I've had such excitement from the music in my life. It's given me so much, the black music, the blues, the jazz, and I really wanted to write about it. And I felt that I would do that first, and then I could turn to my own creativity, my own novels.
Samuel Charters, jazz buffs will like his imaginary memoir called Jelly Roll Morton's Last Night at the Jungle Inn, published by Marion Boyers. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.